Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Perfume. It fills the room even when you're not there. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Maybe it's the vision of your mocha skin pulling me in and making me do things I don't wanna.
Good evening, everyone. This is the MMS podcasting for tonight. And we have some of our favorite people here. So I'm going to ask Kevin if he'll say hello first.
Good evening. This is John Kevin Vogt. I've been a member of Midwest now for a few years, and it's an awesome family. So welcome, everyone.
Hello, Valerie.
Hey, everyone, this is your Midwest Mocha Sunshine, and we can't wait. We got a wonderful podcast for you guys tonight.
Good evening. This is Mama Pamela, and we're all set and ready to go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. There's a wonderful family here, trust me. Lots of love, lots of care. So you're in a great place to be. In our first segment tonight, we're going to address, do you want to get married again? So we'll start with Valerie. Sunshine.
Well, yes, your sunshine. Well, I would say I would like to get married again. I have been married before once, and not that it ended tragic. I don't have any bitterness or anything of that nature from the past. Some things are just not meant to be, and that's okay. I don't regret making that decision of deciding to end the marriage. But at the same token, I do have hopes and believe that the future is bright, and every day someone shows me that my day can come if that's for me. So I'm not against it for sure. I would love to take that step. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have somebody on your side or someone to talk to, someone to consider and call your best friend if that's what you want to call her. But, you know, your confidant, your soulmate, whatever terms that people use today, but it's always good to have somebody on the sideline that's cheering you on and you're cheering them on, making it, you know, a partnership, you know, kinship, friendship. Loving each other. Love is the greatest of us all anyway. So, yeah, for me, it's a thought. It's a future plan.
Thank you. Can we have John Kevin, please, the coach?
Yes, this is Coach Kevin. Yes, yeah, marriage is something I would look into in the future. And like Val said, it's great to have someone to come home to, a best friend, you know, someone you can share everything with. And know that, you know, it's just between the two of you. And, you know, it also gives you confidence when you go out to do your job. You know, you think about the person you have at home and the smile you put on their face and the smile you put on yours as well. So, yeah, marriage is something I would look forward to.
And what are you looking for, Sunshine, in a relationship?
I mean, you know, for me, communication, being able to converse back and forth in my relationship is like the number one for me. You know, that might seem backwards to somebody. But for me to be able to communicate, I love to talk to anybody that knows me, anybody out there that knows me, they'll tell you I'm a social butterfly. I talk to anything. My kids say I talk to dogs, rats, and cats. So, look, I am definitely I need somebody that I can talk to and we can laugh and, you know, just go back and forth. I'm saying something, they saying something. We're not biting each other's heads off. It's not always an argument. You know, that tension is way too much for me. So being able to understand and knowing when to listen and when to talk is most important to me. Also, honesty and a sense of loyalty. I need somebody honest with me. I don't care what the honesty is. Sometimes you take it raw. Sometimes you need it a little bitter, and sometimes you need it a little sweet. But I need that honesty, and I also need the loyalty, because I'm that girl that will ride with you until the very end, and I expect the same thing in return. So that's what I'm looking for.
That's awesome. All right. You know, Val, from the listeners last week, the great listeners last week, I thought you might have had about 4 proposals by now. But, you know, hey, we had some good feedback last week. That was awesome last week.
Yes, it was. It really was. I appreciate it.
All right,
I know
my friend
from Massachusetts, man. He was
uh-oh.
Like, "Who is that?" I was like, "Oh my goodness." Yeah.
He didn't step in my inbox though. That's the problem. I didn't hear from him.
I know. I told him.
I'm like a stand-up kind of guy. Aha.
Yeah, I don't know. You might be too much of a powerful woman for him. I don't know.
Oh,
but I like
she
believe in loyalty.
In our guys last week.
Yes,
that's
she did.
Awesome. I want to hear out of men. Go ahead, man. High five, you guys.
Okay.
Yes. But yeah,
right.
You know, trust and loyalty is a big thing with me. Say what you mean and mean what you say. You know.
True.
Don't hold things back. Don't give me bits and pieces, and then I find out something later. You know, it takes away from it all. You know,
right.
Because. You know how we say, well, my life's an open book. Well, if you're going to open the book, you know, show all your pages. You know? Yeah.
Show all your pages.
Don't show me the front cover and the back cover, and don't show me the middle.
Right.
You know.
That's
yeah.
the most important part.
Yes. I mean, if you're honest about everything you're doing, you know, I pray that you have more positives than negatives, because none of us are perfect. You know.
True.
What's the old saying? Find the person that, you know, you can't live without. And when you find that person, that means, okay, this person has 100 positive and 1 negative or 2 negatives, but okay, I can deal with 2 negative things. Because I got 100 positive things to look forward to every day. And when you go to get married, guys, listen to me well. Date your spouse every day. I'm not talking about being intimate all the time. Just date her in your own special way every single day.
What the old people call it, courting.
courting girl. Yeah. Well, you know, that's important. One of the things I come to realize is people get married and they forget what it is they wanted out of it, care of it. We talked about that last week. You have to take care of the person that you said, I do forever. And it has to be important every day. You can't put it on the back burner because everything else is going on. You got to take the time to say, okay, no matter what, you're number one, and I'm going to see after God, you're one, and I'm going to make sure that you know that every day.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because what happens is people get complacent. And
well,
that's true. They will.
Dating is more than saying I love you every day. Dating is more than giving flowers once a week. You know,
that's right.
You can do small things. You know, If you're in a grocery store, pick up something you know she likes. Anything. You know.
I'm the kind of person that will stick a card in your pocket before you leave in the morning.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm the one who will stick something personal in your briefcase that you can't look at and let anybody see it when you see it.
Right.
That's me. Let's stop for a moment. Wait a minute. Let's welcome our guest podcast member this week, Rudy. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hey, Rudy.
Hey,
how you
Rudy.
Doing, brother?
Hi, everyone. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Welcome.
I'm just sitting here listening and just, sorry I'm late, but, you know, duty called. But, yeah,
yeah,
it sounds interesting, though.
Well, we're glad you're here. You want to add to what we were talking about?
Well, I know I came in on a tail end, and good thing I know the subject matter already.
First of all, why don't you tell us about you?
In terms of the subject matter here?
No.
Or?
Introduce yourself.
Oh, okay. All right. My name is Rudy, or Rudolph Bunnell, in full, here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm not sure what else you'd like to know. Single for now. Yeah, you never know.
Well, the subject, Rudy, is, do you want to get married again?
Okay, yes, and response would be yes. It took me a while to get to that point because we don't have enough time enough for my whole story, but, I mean, I am, I've been married, 14 years, divorced. I have two beautiful daughters out of it, and so I'm so thankful to God for that. But it took a while for me and my walk and talk with God to get me to the point of where, all right, I would be willing to try this one more time. But I've learned so much from the first time, and that ship went down. But you live and you learn, right? So, yeah,
right.
I would be. But,
what are you looking for?
Well, I'm basically trying to put all in a quick statement. I'm looking for someone to be that as the slang is, your ride or die. Basically, that ride or die, your support system that combines a lot of what I even just briefly heard, you know, a relationship that is totally centered around first God and Christ. And then truth and honesty and support. And I mean, the one thing I can say I do miss about the marriage thing that's different from being single and dating. See, it's more of I view it as like it's a contract. It's a contract with God. So it's more of a feeling of security that this is my mate. There's a bond there. I mean, true enough, you can have that when you're dating. That's cool. I got my boo. My boo's going to be there tomorrow, whatnot. But then again, she might change her mind and not. Whereas with my mate, as far as being married, I feel more of a sense of, you know, this is me and God got us together. We're bound. So, you know, it's just certain feeling of security that falls within that sanctity to me.
Yeah,
so
that's your own private thing. All right, guys, we have two callers on the line. Caller with the last number 2180, are you there? Hello? 2180.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, how you doing?
Who is this?
Can you hear us?
Caller 2180, can you hear us?
I can hear y'all.
You want to give us your name? Yes, we hear you.
I'm Keith. I didn't even
know
I was on the line. How y'all doing? What's up, family? I didn't even know I was on the. I was listening. I didn't even know I had cut in. How y'all doing?
You want to add something? We're good. Thank you.
Are y'all speaking about
to this talking?
Y'all was speaking about, do you want to get married again?
Yeah,
I would love to go around, go another round at it, you know, because my first marriage was great, you know, it was just, it was a little kinky at the end, you know, things happen, you know.
Kinky.
Right.
But by me being single and then by me being married once before, you know, I know where the mistakes was, you know, and being
right.
single for so long, it'd be great to have somebody in your corner, you know, like a soulmate. That's what I'm looking for. Like Rudy
okay.
say, a ride and die.
Okay.
You know,
right. Exactly.
You know, the kind that you know that you have no doubts. Go ahead.
Right. No, Keith,
okay.
I was going to ask you a question. You said it got kinky in the end. Kinky might have some good definitions there. So I
was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Not the good kinky.
Oh, not the good kinky. Okay. Sunshine Woman.
No. It has some wrinkles in it.
Okay. But you learn
okay.
from them, though. That's what makes the difference, because
yeah,
you learn from
that's
them.
That's what you do.
Know?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Thank
he, you
for
know,
calling
he,
in.
He grew from it. Yes.
Yeah.
Good job, man.
Thank you for calling
yeah.
in, Keith. Keep listening.
Yeah, we appreciate
you got some more.
That.
Yeah. We'll have another segment. You can call in and tell us what you think. We have another caller on the line. The last
yeah.
four numbers, 5454.
Second caller drop. Look like we lost that caller.
I think we lost that caller, yeah.
But
so you
to,
were telling
to continue,
us, Coach.
To continue what Keith
us.
Was saying, you know, he learned from his first marriage.
Right.
And that's the key to your second marriage is
exactly.
not repeating
yeah.
the mistakes
yeah.
you made in the past.
Correct.
Right.
And you can't hold the new spouse liable for what the old spouse did.
That's right.
You know,
that's
so
right.
That's good. You know, it's good that
what
he
I was.
And,
that's
what
I was going to say that the biggest problem that you have in the next love is all the things they bring from the past that they haven't learned to let go yet.
That's true.
Right. Right.
You know, and if you keep that, then it's never going to be anything because you're always stuck on it. You're always stuck on
right.
that little spot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you
well,
know, that's why I always say that people should have closure, you know, before they
yeah.
start moving on to new relationships. You should make peace with yourself, you know, even if you have to make peace with them as well. But you most definitely have to have peace with yourself so that you don't take that energy or those baggage or things into the new relationship, because it also begins a relationship with broken promises and lies, and you don't want to do
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I have a saying: you can't be an Uber in your marriage.
That's
okay,
right.
You're going to explain
because,
that to us, right?
Yeah, that's well, a good one.
Well, you can't have so many different things from the outside coming into your marriage.
Right.
Cause
oh yeah.
When you're Uber driving, you deal with different personalities every ride.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
So you can't
That's
can't
true.
Be an Uber in your marriage. You can't bring this and that into your marriage and expect it to work. You know.
Right. Correct.
That,
you know, one of the
so
things
true.
That we had there was a post we did about that and how you have you know God. Actually said in the Bible, leave your family.
Yes.
Leave your family
yes.
and go. For
That's right. It sure
because
does.
You can't allow the family to be what runs the marriage. Because you
and
automatically know you're going to have problems.
I hear it
That's
all
right.
the time. You know, my mother-in-law or my he listens to his sister, or she mm-hmm. listens to her brother, and I'm like, mm-hmm. wait a minute, you guys go home together, not them. You know?
It's like you're putting something in the middle between you, and it's never going to work.
That's that Uber complex.
Yeah.
All right,
guys,
looks like we're going to commercial.
To a commercial, yeah.
All right.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes, guys. Hang
on. All righty.
All right.
At Montana's, we're living the best life. Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites, like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable, I felt down, I was angry, I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids, it affected my relationship with my spouse, and it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States.
Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's Sybaris.com, to receive a free brochure and special discounts for your next romantic getaway.
The FDA is committed to protecting the health of the American people and to facing any challenges in food safety. Here's what you need to know. First, the U.S. food supply remains safe for both people and animals. Second, there are currently no nationwide shortages of food. Finally, there is no evidence of human or animal food or food packaging being associated with the transmission of coronavirus. For more information on FDA's efforts against COVID-19, please visit FDA.gov.
Back.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to go to segment two, which we're going to talk about which one loves the hardest, the kings or the queens. And we want to start with Valerie. Hello, Valerie.
Hey, I'm here. Well,
all right, we're going to start with you.
Yeah, so I just believe that I do think that men love the hardest. I know you guys are falling out right now. You guys don't believe me, but I just believe in my heart that men do love harder. I really do. And the reason why I say that, even with being strong and tough, you know, we want you to be that man of steel, our protector and all that good stuff. I do believe that men hurt, and they do have weaknesses as well. They don't show it all the time. And when they do fall in love and they find somebody that they're close to or built that bond with, because bonding is a lot, and it takes a lot for them to give their all,
And I believe when they're giving it all and they get hurt through this, it tears them apart. And sometimes it takes forever,
a long time
to wean themselves, back to trust again. You know, and it's sad to say sometimes they look at women similar, you know, that father told them this way, the grandfather told them, you know, you watch out because maybe it happened to him. And it's no disrespect to anybody. Sometimes it's just kind of how we were raised, you know, back in the day and even moving forward. But I do believe when their heart is in it, it's really in it, and they have your best interest at heart. They're down by you. But if you break their heart or something hurts them, it really hurts them really hard. So that's just my opinion.
Okay, Coach
Kevin. Don't kill
the
messenger. I agree with you that men do love harder because men are natural providers. So they provide the love that they're supposed to give to their wives. And, you know, two of my brothers experienced very hard breakups from their marriage. And that told me, hey, you know, men love harder because we try to put not only 100%, but we put 100% on top of that. You know, we take pride in being that guy. And when that's taken away from us, you know, it's in some cases it's very devastating. But what's the old saying? One man's trash is another man's treasure. You know, a man's pride will be his downfall if he's not careful.
That's true.
You know, so we do love harder. Because we want to make sure that that woman in our life is happy every moment.
Not saying
women don't do that, but you know, from my experience and my history, you know, from what I've seen around me and toward me, you know, we'll go to work 24 hours a day if we have to, just to make sure that she's happy.
Do you believe that? You men do not want to disappoint their mates when they love them and care about them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's true.
Because that's the last thing a man wants is for his wife to look at him with any type of disappointment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, Rudy, let's hear what you feel.
Well, to sort of piggyback that, I think each love hard, but as far as men are concerned, see, we're always raised, like you said, to be so tough and to be strong and to be that provider. And, you know, you hit your knee or whatever, the first thing you hear is man up and all this.
Right.
And you're not supposed to cry and everything. And so we're taught from little boys to be tough and the conqueror, the king of the hill. And so once we kind of let that, if a woman, that special woman, just jades her heart and gets in and manages to get in there in that way, and he breaks down and breaks down all that toughness, and he gets to that altar and he's giving it all, his all, and then if it breaks down and his heart is broken, you feel like a failure, and you feel like you're not the conqueror. And so I think because of also that pride thing, it has set a man back a number of years, like you said, where every woman after that may not, he won't, that guard is like, it's like galvanized steel. And so, you know, and I know women have to deal with the heartache and so forth too, but women are strong in different ways than men. And I think women have a way of they rely upon each other. They'll open up the other resources to massage and soothe their heart. It may hurt very bad at one moment, but they'll go to the doctor, whereas we won't. The love doctor, whatever you wish to call it, they'll do those, take those measures. Us men, we'll go off in a cave somewhere and just woe with me and beat a rock.
That's true.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
so,
true.
So therefore,
go on.
I mean, I can tell you from experience, you know, after my marriage fell apart, I threw myself into my business for 2 years, you know, didn't want to date, didn't really care to speak to anybody else. It was just me and my own world. Yeah, and as as Randall said earlier, you know, I had to do my step with God again, because in some cases, you know, if you're a man of God, sometimes you feel like you failed God by not doing anything He actually did.
And that's a really hard thing when you've got God at the top of a relationship, of a marriage, and you don't ever want to disappoint Him, and yet you can lose control. One of the things I realized I learned, we're talking about what you learn as children, and I think women, it's bred into them that men never hurt like we do.
Exactly.
And so I grew up with that idea that, oh, no, they do all the things they do. They're not hurting. You're hurting. They can't hurt. They can just move on and get over you in a minute. And God blessed me to meet some people that taught me that that wasn't true, that they had hurt like I hurt, and that there was nothing that they could do about it. Because when you get into relationships and marriages and one person is not ready to commit after you marry them, then you got a problem.
That's true.
There's nothing you can do about that problem. You cannot, you know, if you didn't see that before you married them, you really do have a problem. Because people
that's
are
the
not
truth.
Going to, yeah, you know, you, and all you do is try to fix it. And I'm a fixer. I want to, you know,
and what happens is,
the person, whether it's the king or the queen in the situation, they want to make it better. They think that it's something to do with them. And that's important that you learn. It's not about you. It's about that other person.
That's true.
It's about the other person.
But that fixing thing, that's a question for another day. Cause, oh, my goodness, I got a lot to say about that.
Whew.
But, yeah,
but you know something too, you and John and Rudy mentioned about how men go off and they stray off and they go either and he jumped into his business and he worked that hard, or you get in this cave and you don't come out. And you know, and they think that they're in a secure place, but actually they're in a danger zone. Like going in a dark hole and you sitting there, you still really don't know where you're going or what you're doing.
No.
You're just there, constantly walking. You see, but you're not living. You're not living. You're not living a life. You're just kind of walking a road. You know how you see that? You see that commercial or that meme where the guy is just on that little path and it's moving all by itself down the street, but it's nothing going on with him. Everything else is passing him by. So when that happens to you, life is truly passing you by. You're not really living. And so when you get to that point, you have to find a way to get out that hole. And that's why when you say women, we conjugate with our friends and, you know, our families, or they go talk to the pastor, they do all those things. And counseling, whether people use it or not, you know,
it's a great thing.
An amazing thing to get a chance to lay on the couch, sit in a corner and throw all your business to those people and be able to get up and leave. You just don't know how much you have released off of you. That is a healing place. And as men and women, we have to get into a healing place. You know what I'm saying? We have to be afraid of that healing place. That's why we stay in the hole.
You ladies would definitely do that. And you guys come together as a group and embrace each other. But us men, we're so ready to the point we don't have a toenail pain party or and sit and talk about the matters of the heart. You know, just men just don't, I mean, to be honest, men just don't do that. And so because we're talking, other men even look at other men and be like, man, you soft. Man, you soft and whatever. So we'll take that pain and keep it in day after day, month after month, year after year. And it just festers up. And like the other caller said, it just, we think we're in a secure spot because we put it all in a box, but it's actually making our lives mentally and emotionally just worse and worse and worse.
It's
so,
right.
I agree with that.
Don't ever get in a killing point. right.
I agree with that. When you go into that deep dark place, it's hard to come out of it.
It is.
You know, like Rudy said, we men don't have that group that they talk to, and then when you do talk to somebody, and they got this king of the jungle mentality, that's
mm-hmm.
definitely not good for anybody. You know, that's definitely not good for any man to talk to somebody about being married again when they think I'm the king of the jungle. You know,
right. So that pride gets in the way.
I was going to say that because one of the things we all do is we want to know what we did wrong. And we can't understand when someone hurts us and disappoints us that we love and we fell in love for a lifetime. It wasn't just for a minute. It was forever. And I had a friend tell me about that. One day, and she said, you're not going to die, because I wanted to die.
Right.
And she said,
right.
Think about this. She said, when people act like that, you will never understand it unless you become like they are. And I kept
True.
Those words of wisdom for a lot of things. Yeah, because you can't understand.
That is so
why
true.
I love you. I gave you all I could give. You know, why? How could you do that? Because you can't understand it because you wouldn't do it.
Exactly. And that's the thing. We have, you know what I'm saying, for the other
for
party.
For ourselves.
Yeah. That's what it is, the expectation
yeah.
that you have for other people. You don't mm-hmm. understand. She said the magic words. You do not understand. I used to say to my friend, well, they don't feel like that. He doesn't feel like that. And she used to always tell me, how do you know how you feel? And so that's
right.
with me really, really forever. I don't know
mm-hmm.
how people feel.
You no,
don't know how.
Because there are things
well,
you wouldn't
like
do. There are things I would never do to anyone. And so you can't
exactly.
understand them. All right, guys,
exactly.
we have a caller on the line, 1111. Are you there, caller? Caller 1111. Hello? Can you hear us?
Caller 1111, are you there, please? Okay, that caller might have dropped. Or he's got his phone on mute and can't respond.
Unmute your phone, caller. We can't hear you.
Push one.
Hello?
Yeah, but thank you.
No, they're not coming in.
Hello? They're not coming
Hello?
In.
No. Okay. What was it for you, Kevin Coach, that brought you back out of the cave?
Well, I saw how my life was going. You know, after 2 years, I said, man, you're just working. And you're not socializing.
You're not living.
Not acting with people. So,
you're not
I mean,
living.
No, I don't club and all that. But living is not going to a club. Living is just,
right.
you know, hey, talk to people. You know,
mm-hmm.
you might hear something that interests you. Hey, there's a jazz concert going on, a free jazz concert in the park. You know, you go out there, you might meet somebody who could be your best friend for the rest of your life, whether you date them or not.
Exactly.
You know?
True.
So I had to bring myself out of just working all the time, and I took some time to relearn myself.
Okay.
So,
all right, guys,
we have
a caller. Sorry, darling.
Okay. No, go ahead.
Hold
go ahead,
that
go ahead,
thought for a minute. We have a caller, 3425. You're next. Are you there? Caller 3425.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
but I did not have a question. Was just calling to listen in.
Okay.
Oh.
We're glad you're
first
here.
First, tell us who you are.
My name is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, I'm from Indiana.
Hey,
so
hey.
First
oh,
time
hey.
Calling
That's
to listen to the
phone.
What did you say? We missed that
what
last
did you
part.
Say, Ms. I said just calling to listen in with the group first time.
Okay.
Well, welcome.
Valerie, Sunshine wanted to know if you are you enjoying the podcast? I think she's gone. Guys, she's gone.
Yes.
We have a commercial coming up. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. We'll be back in a few
minutes.
All right.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well...
Why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir...
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
If the black dog of depression makes you feel like the saddest soul on earth, you're not alone. Around 350 million people share this debilitating but treatable condition. If you're worried about someone, ask if they're okay. If you're not doing so well yourself, ask for help. There is no shame in doing so. The only shame is missing out on life. So get help, be helped, and always hold on to hope.
You okay, man?
You all right, buddy?
One, two, three, four.
Hey, hey, Miller Lite. It's it, and that is what we say in Texas.
When we ask for a cerveza, we want to start a fiesta.
The beer is Miller Lite. Like is it today?
See, the great Pilsner taste keeps you ahead of it all.
Miller Lite, Miller Lite. That's what we say in Texas.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, group outings. A most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com.
I'm Fran Phillips, Deputy Secretary for Public Health at the Maryland Department of Health. Our agency is closely monitoring all aspects of COVID-19, the new coronavirus, and taking steps to keep Marylanders safe and healthy. Though the public health threat in Maryland remains low, every level of government is working diligently to prepare for all possible scenarios. Protect yourself and your loved ones from respiratory viruses by washing hands frequently and covering your coughs and sneezes. Stay home from school and work if you are sick. It's important to know the majority of people recover from this infection. Many patients will have only mild to moderate symptoms. Visit health.maryland.gov or dial 211 for up-to-date information and resources.
Hello, everybody. We're back. We have caller 1111. Are you there? Take your mute off if you're there and say hello. Guess not. All right, let's go back. Who was, you were telling us something. Was that Rudy or Kevin? Coach, was that you?
It might have been Rudy.
Rudy, was
no,
that you?
No, it might have been.
Well, we were, Rudy was might telling us how, no, Coach Kevin was telling us how he came out.
I was talking about how I came out of my, what I call my funk.
Okay.
You know, I just started looking around the city I was living in, and I looked at everything that was passing me by. You know, I just sat there one day and looked at all the cars going by, like, why am I not speaking to people? You know,
right.
I was in my own little bubble. You know, and I'm like,
yeah.
You got to come out of this. You know,
you don't want anybody to hurt you. You don't want anybody to hurt you anymore.
And you know, that's a good point. It probably was fear. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. But I turned that around, and you know, I started talking to my neighbors because I wasn't even socializing with my neighbors at that point. You know. And, you know, just started meeting people, and people started inviting you to, like, the cookouts, and then you meet, you know, you meet people like a tree, like a branches on a tree. You meet one, and then you spread out to the rest of them. You know?
Right.
And that's
Rudy,
how I came out of it.
How did you come out of it, Rudy?
Basically, it was much of the same as my brother here. I had to... I was just going to work and coming home and just going to work and basically going to church and everything. And I was doing my thing at church, but I was there, but then going right back home. But instead, I decided, you know, I got to get out of this, as he called it, funk. And it was definitely a funk. And so it's about just socializing, just making a conscious effort to socialize with more individuals. And like you said, when one person spreads out, you meet someone else, either their friends. I actually, to be quite honest, a large part of Facebook kind of helped me too, to be honest, because I have so many people in the city of Indianapolis who had not heard from me in years. And so, you know, just reaching out to people, putting feelers out there, and friends saying to me, well, hey, we've missed you. You're back from the dead. So it's just making that initial, I had to take that initial step to let people know, hey, I'm still here. I'm still here. Because I had people literally tell me, hey, I didn't know if you died or you moved to another city.
Wow.
What's going on? You kidnapped her.
Okay,
you know,
guys, we're going to try one more time.
Point.
Caller 1111. Are you there? Don't know if you guys can hear me. We can hear you fine.
Okay. I didn't know.
And who are
I'm
we
sorry.
Talking
this
to?
This is Rila. How is everybody tonight?
Rila. Good. How are you?
Hi.
Hey. Good to hear you.
Hey, I'm
good.
Great to hear you.
I am listening in, and you guys are putting on a great show. I just wanted to tell you that. But I did want to just comment on the fact that you know, I've heard that men love harder in this show. And I don't know that from my perspective, is true. I think that men, when they fall in love, they do love hard. But women tend to love longer and harder. They stay, even if they are hurt in a situation, women will stay because they love. I don't
That's
know.
True.
I think that, you know, men do when they say, when you guys were saying that, you know, men, once they fall in love, they do love hard. I get that, and I've experienced that. But I also believe that women love just as hard, if not harder, because men tend to, if a woman messes up, and does something that a man doesn't like, men generally will walk away. Whereas women, if a man does something that a woman, you know, doesn't like or is against what she believes that a relationship should be, she will
stay
because she loves that man. And
she will.
I don't know that one sex loves harder than the other. I just know from my perspective as a woman that, and talking to my other friends and watching, you know, my other friends, that women love very, very hard and will give men more than the ample opportunity to fix what they've done wrong or, you know, how they've messed up. Women will generally stick and stay, where men will be like, I'm out. So,
right.
Anyway, that's my comment. You guys are doing an
Thank
excellent
you.
Job, and I am enjoying Thank every you. Moment of this.
Thank you, Reba.
I'm much glad you called in. We have another caller, guys. Caller 2180. Are you there? Caller
2180. How did I get back on y'all? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
I don't know how I got back on there with y'all, but what Rita was saying, I'm going to disagree on that, because I think men kind of love a little harder than women, because I've been in relationships a bunch of times, and if a woman does something to a man will forgive quicker than a woman, I feel, you know.
Really?
Because his love is stronger. Yeah. Yeah, you know, he gives
really?
A woman,
oh, my God.
I think he gives a woman the benefit of the doubt.
Oh,
what?
My God.
Oh, she does.
You're trying to start a
That's
fight.
That's my opinion.
Right.
Somebody,
you're
right,
trying to start a fight
hey,
here.
Hey, hold on.
The gloves are off.
This is Ollie informing all over again. No.
Okay.
Look, I didn't mean to start that stuff, but that's just my opinion.
Ali. Oh, my God.
No, but
you have a right to your opinion, sir. You have a right
that's
to your
right.
opinion. Sickness.
Well, yeah, and you're right. You're right, sir. You're right. But
thank you, sweetie, for calling. Thank you for changing it up.
Thanks for your input, man. Appreciate you.
You know, I think that really does really brings a great point. No, this is Rudy. I think really does bring a good point though, because I think, like as I sort of alluded to before, both men and women, I think they just both love hard. They're different in just different degrees,
right.
or different
how
ways.
React to it,
how they will, because I think Rudy really has a good point, because I have plenty of women friends I know that put up with mess for so long. And so, they love very hard. But then, man may have that one moment that may destroy them for like a whole decade. So I mean,
right. yeah.
Right. So I think it's a very valid point. I don't think there's a victor who gets the most notches on
right.
the belt as far as the level of how hard it is. It's just basically hard all around, really.
Well, you
and,
know,
and Rudy.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I was going to say, you're right, Rudy, and Rila is right, too. I mean, she stressed a very, very strong point as far as women sticking around and loving hard. And, you know, we're not always giving up easily. But the thing for me is that women also stick in this game for the long run for different reasons.
Right.
And not always positive reasons why we stick in there, and we know we should have left, you know, in the
True.
End, but because
yeah.
our hearts and that loyalty that we put out there and we stand on, that's another reason why we stick. We believe that, you know, there's obstacles and there can be problems, and through it, if we work through it, we can work it all. But once again, kind of like what you guys are saying too, is that even with that, we still don't understand the other person, or we don't know the thoughts of that person. And sometimes it seems like, you know, we're showing and giving all the love we have, and vice versa, men or whatever the case is, and we're fighting a dead stick. We're not going anywhere. And even in those relationships, we have to finally make a final decision. Is this for me or is it not? And it's not to me about
Correct.
Loving hard or who loves the hardest.
And it doesn't
like,
mean you stop loving that person.
Exactly.
It means
because
you just
when it's
can't
over,
do anything
Exactly.
Else. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
because even when it's over, you still love it. You still love
that's
it's
right.
there.
You know what I've noticed?
That could be a thin line.
I've noticed that in the different states that I've lived in, according to the economic status, you know, that keeps people in the wrong places for the wrong reasons.
Sure. Exactly.
You know,
it does.
And whether it be the man or the woman. And
right.
When I noticed it when I lived in North Carolina, and I noticed the difference here when I lived in Florida. And I'm not saying one is better than the other. I just happen to observe the differences, you know.
You know, when Rhea said women will love longer, I met my husband when I was 15 years old. And people talk about, do you believe in love at first sight? I fell in love the first time I met him. And one of the things I remember the last day of his life was I sat next to him and I realized I loved him the same way I did at 15.
Right.
It hadn't changed
right.
a bit. Through all the turmoils you know we're going to go through and through all the things that life would bring, I recognize I still loved him the same way.
Yes.
Now I'm going to ask
and
each one of you, go on. Go on, Valerie.
No, go ahead. No, I was agreeing with you. Yeah.
And because we love longer. We just, love doesn't leave a relationship. You don't like the person. I'm going to leave it there. I want to ask Coach Kevin to say his final words.
Oh, great show tonight. Great topics. I love the input from each caller. And, you know, I hope that everybody who's listening picked up something, you know, that could help them go forward in their lives to heal or even to move toward a marriage, you know.
Right.
You know, but great show tonight. And this is, and by the way, I live in Florida, so, you know, I see a lot of different things here and, you know, but it's a great, great show. I love the feedback tonight.
Yeah. All right. Sunshine. Valerie?
Hey, I just say I always, you know, think the shows are really good. It's some great information. You know, people should take the part that works from them and use it to their advantage, you know, for the good that is. And also, I like to tell everybody, you know, I know the show is over today, but this same time every week, please text, call, Facebook, Instagram, somebody and tell them that's in the building Thursday. Every Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Right.
It's at 8 o'clock. So to make sure that you come and you stop by, you'll get some good information here.
Yes.
Yes.
All
yes.
right.
Come back and hear us. Come back and hear us.
Rudy, I guess, how was it for you?
Oh, it was wonderful. It's always good to hear the dialogue between the genders and getting different viewpoints.
Yes.
You can always learn something.
We're glad to have you, Rudy.
Yes.
Well, thanks for having me.
And I know he's going to be hanging with us a lot. Got
and
that,
I'm
going
to say one more thing.
Yeah.
Shout out
to
Elijah Noel. Yeah. Shout out to Elijah Noel. Who couldn't make it tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay. We missed you, Elijah. I'm going to end this with sometimes people say little things that stick with you. Love is the most important thing in life. And we have been blessed, and especially me with this group I have right here, all these wonderful people. And
energy.
Yes, because there's a lot of love, you know. One of the guys said last week, who was it, that we're family. And
we are.
Is real. What it is. Huh?
Midwest mocha love is the best you can have.
That's right.
That's right.
And we're signing off tonight with just that. We love you. Come back next
week. We love you.
Everyone.
Love
you. God bless you all.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.